Our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Some peeping on the line. I thought maybe David was with us. Anyway, unfortunately, our regularly scheduled guest is not here, and so it's going to be just you and me, ladies and gentlemen, your chance to call and to be heard across the world, not only on this station, but through the miracle of Internet. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. So let's just start out. What is creative destruction? Do you hear this talked about on talk shows across America? Does Rush Limbaugh explain to you what creative destruction is, or Glenn Beck, or Lou Dobbs, or Sean Hannity? Do any of them tell you about creative destruction? And yet it is the basis of American foreign and domestic policy. And certainly if you read Alan Greenspan's wonderful book, The Age of Turbulence, that is well worthwhile reading. I really believe it's one of the most important books I've read. And basically he talks about his youth, his belief in the libertarian principles of Ayn Rand, how he decided to work not from without trying to change society, but from within trying to change society, and how he eventually came to socialize with David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and all of the elitists who are really running the world today. But he kept using the term creative destruction. Creative destruction. And you know, I read the book through, and he talked about certainly the obligation of the Federal Reserve System, which is really the privately owned central bank that controls America. You control the monetary system, you control America, and Alan Greenspan created tremendous prosperity through the first stock market bubble that burst in 2000, through the housing bubble, which really burst November or December of 2007, but he created all of these things by manipulating the interest rates, by making money readily available, and of course he explained how the central bank works. And he quoted William McChesney Martin, who was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank many years before, who talked about the responsibility of the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, the most powerful position in America, far more powerful than the president. And McChesney Martin said the purpose of the responsibility of the head of the central bank is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. To take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Now, what's he talking about? Well, if you go to a party and the punch bowl is probably spiked with some liquor, and everybody's having a good time, and they're dancing and laughing, and the alcohol is having its effect. But, of course, overstimulation of the economy with excess money, because, of course, our economy is totally based not upon a sound monetary system, but upon a totally manipulated monetary system where our invisible rulers, the bankers, and they really are our invisible rulers, can inject money that doesn't exist. It's all artificially created. It's created through fractional reserve banking. Bankers create money out of nothing. And remember the old adage, there was a criminal, he was a bank robber, his name was Willie Sutton, and he used to rob banks, and And he was always in and out of prison. And somebody said to him one day, Willie, why do you rob banks? And he said, because that's where the money is. And that's true. You create artificial money, you stimulate the economy, you stimulate industry. You can't have a great industrialized society unless you have lots of money. You have to have money to make this whole system work and run. But the whole idea was that when the economy gets overheated and everybody is borrowing and spending and making lots of money, why, well, you've got to quiet the party down. And so the purpose of the head of the central bank is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. In other words, stop the alcohol, stop the what's making everybody so happy, but in the end result, if you don't do it, the whole system is destroyed. Well, that was Alan Greenspan's job, was to take away the punch bowl when the party got interesting, not to allow a stock market bubble like he did in 2000, not to allow a housing bubble as he did in 2007. He knew exactly what he was doing. And how do we know that? Why, because when he left the Federal Reserve in 2006, he signed an exclusive contract with PIMCO and simply John Paulson, two of the largest hedge funds in the United States. And they took Alan Greenspan's advice and they shorted and took out derivatives on all of the housing markets and on the major banks and the other ones who were involved in this whole fiasco, this whole scam. And when they went down, the stock market dropped to nothing. These hedge funds, PIMCO and John Paulson, made billions of dollars. I think John Paulson made $2 or $3 billion just on his own, just because he had hired Alan Greenspan, who told him what was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. It happened. And Alan Greenspan said nobody could have suspected. And Alan Greenspan is lying. But Alan Greenspan kept writing in his book about the importance of a stable monetary system. He said there is no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And he quoted Lenin saying,